What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hi, kids. It's the Terry and Gaz Comedy Show. So thanks for listening to the Terry and Gaz Comedy Show.
What is it?
It's a butt. A naked butt. Laying in front of boys with the baby. She's just laying there.
I can barely hear what's going on, but I can recognize the song.
Naked butt.
Oh, yeah. Bitches got away, brothers.
Be surprised.
Brilliant the comedy.
I did.
Yeah.
Hard to start.
You wouldn't believe. I do believe it is Monday. And welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. I hope you're all kissing pigs last night. If you're not stoned right now, this song is probably making you stoned.
You should get...
Because it just has that kind of...
You should get stoned. Of doing what? Scraping the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The bowl? Or the bowl?
Yeah.
Who knows?
He is the hurricane.
I am the hurricane.
Yeah, he is the hurricane that that many people rocked, like.
Yeah.
Back in the early 80s. You don't want to sell 100 hits to 100 kids that'll never come back.
Well, you want return customers.
Yeah, that's true.
But in Red Bank, New Jersey, I think they don't come back.
Yes.
They never come back.
Yes. New Jersey, though, man, that's the Bermuda Triangle of the United States, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's like you go there and then you don't gag.
That's where the spine of God lives.
Yeah.
You get what you give.
I know what he means. All right.
That's
so,
right.
I'm Gatch.
I'm Terry. I'm going to talk when he talks.
Hey,
that's where we're going. We're going. Just a slight echo. Yeah. Echo.
Dude, yeah, I haven't listened to this song in forever.
I know. I got inspired by our buddy Hans, who had this on his CD player a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I made a note to play some and forgot. So it's always better when you wait a couple weeks and then you're like, hey, Hans, remember this? You don't even smoke weed, dude. You got problems. When Jeff Simpson first gave this to Lance and he gave it to me, I didn't get it the first time.
You didn't like it.
At first, I didn't. Well, I wouldn't say I didn't like it, I just didn't get it.
You didn't get it, yeah. You were like, eh, this is cool, but...
He said, go smoke more weed.
You gotta smoke the weed to get the lo-fi going.
Yeah, it was like the production isn't there. You know, and...
And at the time, you were kind of into crisp, kind of produced
metal
stuff, right?
You know, and that's what's weird. It's a good thing to talk about. There's like a little going on, but I think that must be on the original source of this video that we're watching.
Maybe.
It's just a video of a girl's butt. It's awesome. But anyway, me and my friend and your friend as well, Jared Johnson, were talking yesterday. He stopped by, and... we were listening to Clutch,
mm-hmm.
And I was talking about how I liked the production, how it was a real organic sound, and you could hear the bass drum, and you could tell that the bass drum probably didn't have a bass drum head on the outside. It was just real roomy sounding.
Uh-huh.
And I was saying, you know, I really like now, as opposed to when I was younger, I really like the sound of a band in a room, you know, that's not... I love metal, too, but I don't know. It's just so processed.
What do you mean by band in a room?
Just like the sound of a recorder recording a band.
Like a live recording, like but not like live show-wise.
Even if you go into a studio and you get that sound where you kind of feel like you're in that room with that drum set, not like it's tuned to precision. They've worked on the snare sound until it sounds like your favorite drum machine.
So there's some ambiance feel to the overall music,
yep,
rather than just like everything just...
Yeah.
No.
I ended up
calling it
organic sounding as opposed to processed, and then mm-hmm. we started relating it to food. Death metal and heavy metal that's overproduced and overprocessed is kind of like going to McDonald's for your music.
Yeah.
Because it's just assembly like
frozen fries.
All those, and you know, love them. I love that music. I used to love it more, but today it's kind of like a third thing to compare it to, like porn. Porn mm-hmm. used to be a sacred thing that you had to go to the store to get, and you had to sneak into a bedroom somewhere that had a TV when no one was home and hope that nobody caught you. Now there's 40 fucking thousand new porn videos on every site that you go to on your iPhone, and you're not even pleased if you have to see the same one twice. It's I don't know. I just want everything to... I'm still on that kick. I want everything to go back the way it was.
Yeah, and speaking of that...
I want us to live in a cave.
I got into a debate the other day about... somebody was talking about sports and pitchers. You know, when a closer comes in, the pitcher or whatever, they
right.
play backup music. You've seen Major League, right, with Charlie Sheen?
I don't think I have.
But no. He comes out, you know, that's where I first saw it. He came out to Wild Thing.
Oh.
You know, by, you know, because that was his nickname.
I saw Eastbound
and Down.
And
while he comes out of the back, because they have to jog in from the outfield onto
the mound.
I
saw Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, yeah. So similar. He probably has backup music when he goes out to pitch, right?
Kenny fucking Powers.
Yep. And so...
New season started last night,
One of the guys, his in the majors, his song is Thunderstruck.
Yeah,
and I start thinking, because it's anthemic, so you'd be while you're running out there.
Theater.
Maybe the crowd yells thunder, but I don't know. It is that, you know, there's so many better AC/DC songs, and that was kind of when AC/DC was kind of overproduced at that point, right?
Yeah,
because I remember they came out with the Razor's Edge, and then right after they came out with that double disc live album. Remember
Donington or something.
It had the money in there. And at that tour, remember they dropped all those AC because of the money talks? They dropped AC/DC dollars that could be used at the merch counter or
AC/DC
whatever.
AC/DC dollars.
And I remember buying that double disc because I was, you know, I enjoyed listening to the older AC/DC at that time.
Yeah.
And what did I know when I was buying the Razor's Edge?
I saw AC/DC on the Who Made Who tour.
Uh-huh.
With 100 Anguses, including Scott Parks, that I didn't know at the time.
What? There's 100 Anguses?
Yeah, they had a contest, and, like, during Who Made Who, like, 100 fake Anguses came out with, like, air guitar, like, cardboard cutout guitars.
Mm-hmm.
And they all, like, lined up the back of the stage, and they were all doing the Angus dance, and they all had Angus costumes on.
Crazy.
And Scott Parks was one of those people.
Huh.
Which I don't... You know Scott Parks? Remember Eric Parks? Probably not from back in the day.
Okay.
From the back in the gutter days. And then Scott Parks was together with my sister, and they have a daughter who's like almost 20 now. So.
Is there a Nat in there?
Nat Parks?
Yeah.
National Park?
No.
Nat Parks?
Nat? I don't know.
Nat King Park?
Yeah. I think I went to school with one of them, maybe, over there in Lebanon.
They were Lebanonians.
Mm-hmm.
Lebanites?
Yeah.
But yeah, he was one of the Anguses. And I went to South,
right,
you know. I dug AC/DC.
Angus
then.
On.
Angus on. Rock on. It was a contest I think KGON put on.
Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of the marbling and a black Angus steak?
the marbling of a Black Angus steak.
Isn't that what makes it special? It's marbling of fat. Isn't that how you find a good steak?
I guess. I don't know. I'm not a big steak connoisseur. I love a good steak.
I do too, but you know, I don't know the different cuts. I usually go to the store, and I recently found out I've been buying like the worst cuts probably.
I refuse to walk on broken peanut shells to get a good steak. And there's nowhere you can go except that there's peanut shells on the ground, mm-hmm. which I don't like taking my kids there either because it shows some disrespect.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, don't throw your peanut shells on the floor. And they're like, Dad, everybody else is. Mm-hmm. Look, they're all over the floor.
Yeah.
Don't fall into their fucking heathenistic ways. Is that even a
it's
word?
Weird, too, that they make you take off your shoes before you go in there, too.
What? I refuse. I'm stoked, dude. I don't have to. I've got an out. I got my leg. I said I can't take my shoe off.
Yeah.
My leg will fall off if I take the shoe off.
Yep. That's what holds it all together, right?
Yep. My foot.
I sent you a link to an article earlier this week about it was prosthetic related.
I don't think I got a chance to read it because I've been having really shitty service at my house, even with my phone. I don't know what the deal is.
You probably saw the headline, though, right?
I did.
It was about
I told my family about it. I said, bionic leg or arm controlled by your brain.
Yeah.
Fucking what?
Yeah. And I was wondering, like, what if you just thought about, like, kicking somebody? Would it, you know? But I guess you have that natural, when you think of somebody kicking somebody, you don't kick somebody.
Yeah. You just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's weird, too? We went to a doctor's appointment for my wife the other day because she's recently been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which I had heard. It's fun to say. I didn't ever know what it was. Still don't really. It just makes your whole body, like, really sensitive to pain. Like, if she says, like, if I try to rub her shoulders, she's like, ow, ow. I'm like, I'm barely touching you. And she's like, that hurts bad. And so the doctor tried, and she's also got a messed up shoulder. She had an MRI. She might have to have surgery because she's got a rotator cuff or calcification.
Oh.
In some
like a little bump or something that's rubbing against the socket.
Something, yeah. So she can't really lift above her head with her right arm without it just like hurting.
That's
so
Sean McCain's disease.
Yeah, that's what happened. She was in a prisoner camp for years, and he kind of tried to explain it to me, and it was really amazing. So here's some science shit for all you listeners.
Science shit.
You got fibromyalgia. You know what it is? It's also tied in with anxiety and panic attacks.
Really?
Yeah. So fibromyalgia, he said what your brain does is your brain is kind of half and half, the upper half or the lower half. I don't pay a lot of attention, but I know one of the halves.
There's a lot of halves. There's the right half, left half, top half, bottom half.
Yeah, and so they kind of cross-contaminate with each other probably. But he said either the lower half or the upper half controls your consciousness. And the other one is your feelings and your pain and stuff like that. And he said that there's a network of fibers in your brain and in your nerves that every day you're feeling little things that kind of cause you. What he did is he took her finger and he started bending it back. He goes, I'm going to bend your finger back. And he goes, and you stop me when it gets uncomfortable. And she's like, okay, ow. And he's like, okay, that hurt your finger a little bit, didn't it? And she's all, yeah. And he goes, well, it doesn't hurt now, though, does it? And that's not bothering you whatsoever. He's like, your brain is trained to ignore about 90% of all of the signals that are sent to it. Like if you bump into the table or that kind of hurt, but it didn't. Well, what fibromyalgia does is it lets it rain through little drops of what's supposed to be masked by your brain to ignore it. And it makes you not ignore it. And it makes you feel that pain. And
so you're not 90, you're more like maybe 70.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But, he said it's not good to treat it with pain medication because he's seen in some cases that later you'll have worse pain and then you'll just be addicted to pain medication.
Yeah, and then they don't work as well too, right? You end up having to take more.
It's like if you take ibuprofen every day just for maintenance, then
you just
have
tolerance.
When you get a headache, you don't go away.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I'm all hopped up on IBU 600s.
Yep. Yeah. And, well, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. So,
it's not like, it's not, well, is that the side effects of it though? Mostly is just that and not like, cancer or anything.
No,
right?
No.
All right.
They said it's more of a, and he wasn't trying to downplay it or say that it's not a real thing, but it's also, it's kind of like he said, controlling your anxiety and your panic, because most people that have that think about things and dwell on them that shouldn't bother a normal person. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm driving down the freeway. The car behind me could totally crash into me and we could die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And those things just get so bad, like it's just hurting your psyche. Like, oh, man, the worst thing could happen. Oh.
I think she might want to take some promycin.
Promycin? Are those professional mice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know what promycin is.
No, it's from the 4400. You inject it, and then you gain a special ability.
Oh, I want that.
Yeah. Well, but it's 50-50.
I figure the odds be 50-50.
You know? Either you die or you gain a new ability. 50-50.
Oh, well, shit. You take that every day when you walk out the door.
Yeah.
You either die or you fucking live. You could die or you could live. Oh, yeah. So, obviously, our Canadian friend of Bacon... Uh-huh. Been listening to the show because he sent me a link and I didn't get to click on it till now. It's how to report a problem driver to the DMV, which reminds me, I don't have a shitty driver of the week today because I was concentrating too hard on keeping my fucking van on the road. The wind was going 25 miles an hour in like three directions at the
same
time.
Well, you know what they say, if you don't have a dickhead driver of the week.
What? Make one up.
No, then you are the
oh! So what's my driver's license number? No. But anyway, there's a page here that gives you information about reporting problem drivers.
Right on.
Aggressive to report drivers who are exhibiting signs of aggression or road rage. Contact your local law enforcement. You can call 911 if you're within city limits.
What? Is that really an emergency?
I guess if they're going to crash off the road. And if you want to, there's intoxicated drivers, unauthorized drivers, at-risk drivers, medically at-risk drivers. Those are all, we'll just go with last week's 855, fuck my wife. Oh, wait, FMW. That's the bad driver of the month for September. And we'll go to, because today's the last day of September. Can you believe it? It's already October, going to be tomorrow.
I know, it's crazy.
It's almost 2014, bitches.
2014.
Hey,
I'm still waiting for 2000 to come around.
Yeah, it's coming back around again, just like everything else does.
Yep.
Hey, Dave Chappelle's coming back to Eugene. Did you know that?
He's going to go crazy.
I hope everybody heckles him and he freaks out. I'm going to go there just to say, I'm rich, bitch! Do that one! Do that one for the show! I'm trying to get some free tickets. I'd like to go and not heckle him and just watch him.
Why doesn't he just do... Now, you know, obviously, I like Chappelle and I don't have any ill feelings for anything he's gone through or whatever, you know?
Right.
Why doesn't he just do that type of a show on the road? You know, it doesn't... Why doesn't he get Charlie Murphy on his tour
Chappelle
with him?
Chappelle Show Live?
Yeah. You know, he's done other things like that block party thing where he had music playing too, right?
Have some Prince basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and he could do stand-up in there too, you know, but do like you could do a traveling set of...
Yeah. If that's in such demand, you know, why not? Maybe he's of the mindset of, fuck that shit.
He could go up there
sometimes
and...
Sometimes you just say, fuck it.
Yeah.
That was...
He could go up there and be... the racist black guy in the KKK, and just preach to the people for a while.
And they're like, hey, you're black. What? Okay. And then all of a sudden he turns into fucking Little John.
Yeah.
What? Oh, man. But yeah, let's see. It's Monday. Thanks for listening. I didn't do anything over the weekend. I sat at home on Saturday night and read my book and listened to records.
Oh, really? Steven. At the same time?
Yeah.
You can do those two at the same time?
I posted that, and I don't know if I'm on to something, but I said, this was my post on Facebook last night. It said, listening to 2112 by Rush while reading Dr. Sleep by Stephen King is kind of like listening to The Dark Side of the Moon while watching The Wizard of Oz, but totally fucking different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, out of surprise to me, Amber Hankin commented on that post and said, I love Rush. 2112 is one of my faves.
Yeah, I don't
trust it. Those guys really rock. And I said, that's weird. Or I said, trippy.
She also loves Suicidal Tendencies, but doesn't know second most popular song.
Yeah, I said, trippy. Chicks don't usually like Rush, but whatever. I said something else. And then I noticed that Corey Fry, writer of the local newspaper, mm-hmm. He liked that I was reading that book because I saw that he just finished it. He finished mm-hmm. in like 3 days, dude. It's really? A big, thick fucking book. Mm. I'm only 29% done.
I saw you guys are opening up for a big band.
Oh, yeah. I had a weird dream over the weekend, too, that Solon was opening for the Beastie Boys in Eugene.
That's awesome.
And I didn't know about the gig until I saw the flyer, but yep. I was pretty stoked about it.
Yeah, I bet.
And I looked at the flyer and I thought, wait a minute. MCA's dead and the Beastie Boys really isn't a band and Sullen's not really a band anymore either.
Hmm.
And then I was like, I don't know if I realized at that point that I was in a dream, but I still went and bragged to all my friends.
Yeah.
Hey, Sullen's opening for the Beastie Boys. And they're like, where? And I was like, I don't know, but it's somewhere in Eugene.
When you realize it's a dream, that's when you can control it.
Yeah. There's a lot of that in that new Stephen King book, Dan.
Ooh. He's grown up. Dreaming.
He dreams and then he wakes up, but he's still dreaming.
Mm.
They call it double dreaming.
Yeah.
And so
you see that
up.
Sometimes in a show, too, where a guy will be in a dream, and then he'll wake up, and then it'll still be weird, and he'll wake up again.
Freddy Krueger started that shit. There'd be a mm-hmm. dream inside a dream inside a dream. Or what was that one show recently, I think, with Leonardo DiCaprio within the last 5 years? Started with
Inversion or whatever?
Started
Inception?
With an eye. Yeah, Inception. You didn't know if you were dreaming or if yeah. you were what? That was too confusing for me.
Yeah.
But
and so, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and
Dan, not to give any spoilers, but as maybe one little one, Dan Torrance, grown up, is a raging alcoholic.
Huh.
Hmm. Took after his dad. And I had forgotten that in the book of The Shining, it didn't end like the movie of The Shining. The black guy didn't get killed. He lived.
Hmm.
Dick Halloran, the old Scatman Crothers dude.
Scatman.
He didn't get a knife to the chest, actually, in the book. That was added. He lived. And Jack didn't freeze in the maze chasing Danny. He got blown up by the boiler and the Overlook Hotel burnt to the ground.
Hmm.
Now, after reading this book, I need to reread The Shining or watch the Wings version of The Sixth
yeah.
Hour with Rebecca De Mornay as Wendy, which I was talking to Jared, like I said, and he said, you know, I love Stanley Kubrick and I love Stephen King. He goes, but I've never seen the Jack Nicholson version of The Shining.
He goes, what?
And I've never read the book. I've only seen the 6 hour version. I said, with the wings, dude? And he's like, yeah. And I go, well, that one's supposed to be more closely based on the actual novel.
Yeah, but as far as movies go.
Yeah. I go, you got to watch The Shining. My daughter, 15 years old, she said she thinks she watched it once, but she doesn't really remember it. And I was like, you got to watch it.
I saw a baby watching Scarface the other day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was on Breaking Bad.
Oh,
Walter
yeah.
White's little
yeah.
daughter.
Boy, that came to an end crazy last night.
Didn't oh,
it?
Man, it did.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody, so we just won't even say anything.
You know what else ended recently? And it's just, I don't know if it's just
still
downtime for TV show watchers, but Dexter.
Yeah, I heard some people didn't really like the ending of Dexter.
I don't remember it. I watched it the other day.
You watched it and you don't remember?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I pretty much do, but it's just...
Didn't he become a tree farmer or something?
Something weird. It was weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it should have ended seasons ago.
Yeah. Sometimes they just drive him into the ground. What, did it make it to 6 or was it up to 8?
I think it was 8.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, each season was pretty enjoyable, except for that last, because you just feel like it's wrapping up.
Speaking of seasons ending and seasons beginning, the 17th season of South Park just debuted last Wednesday.
Wow. Is that the second longest running animated TV show?
I think
ever?
So. It's beat the Flintstones, and it's right behind Never Will Catch the Simpsons. It's like 7 years behind or something.
Yeah.
But I thought they were on the 16th season, but found out 17. Mm. And it was a pretty good one. Cartman tried to infiltrate. He did. He infiltrated the NSA because the government's watching everybody. He's walking around with his cell phone talking on speaker, but then accusing everybody of eavesdropping on his conversations.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, could you shut up and quit talking about that? And he's like, quit eavesdropping on my conversations. I'm trying to have a private conversation here. And he's like, then put it off speakerphone. And so, like, the government's watching everybody. He's trying to prove his point. And then so he went as an undercover guy and got a job at the NSA. And then he took off his thing and said, it's me, Eric Cartman, and I know that you guys are watching me. And we're like, we don't care about you. And then he's like, Mom, I infiltrated the NSA and they don't care about me. They're not watching me after all. Mom. Oh, poopsikins. Are you okay? So it wasn't as awesome as I thought it was going to be. It was okay.
Well, it's probably not on a topic that you're enjoying.
I wanted to talk about something else that was real racy in the news right now. I don't even know what. Miley, so I thought they'd do a twerk episode or something.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. But it was good. I was glad to see it. And I had to DVR it because that Wednesday night I was down in Eugene and did a comedy show with Alex Elkin from the 1450.
Comedy show.
Yeah, and Matthew Feltz showed up.
Ah.
Hadn't seen him since actually the last time in December when he came down to the speakeasy. So
December, man. It's almost December.
I know. So it's been almost a year since I seen him. And the last time I seen him, he came to see me do comedy again. So great supporter. I know it's almost been a year, but at least he comes out sometimes.
Yeah.
He's got a day job that he's got to get up early and go to. And Jared and his girlfriend were there. And so there was a pretty good crowd of about maybe, I don't know, probably not 30 people, but I'll say 30. But there was a couple cool things that happened. I talked about our podcast and told some people about that. And, then, after I was done, I was waiting around to get paid, and this lady that was with this other old dude, they were like hippies, looking, kind of. She walked by, and she was like, that was great, and then she handed me this piece of tinfoil that was like about the size of a turd. Felt like a turd inside there, too. I was like, oh, thanks, and she's like, and she was just kind of like all wasted. I don't know if she's drunk and stoned or what, but she was just
so
like...
So she gave you a turd.
She gave me a turd. Actually, she went to the bathroom, and then she came back out and gave me that, and I was like, what the fuck? So I just put it in my pocket. And then later, I was talking to Matthew. It was about 40 minutes later, probably, and she had to get up and go to the bathroom again. I was in the same place, and she walked by, and she's like... She's looking me right in the eye, and I'm talking to Matthew, and she's like, did you get that, what I gave you? I said, yeah. I put it in my pocket. She's like, good, because you need it. And then she just walked off, and Matthew goes, what was that all about? I was like, I don't really know. She gave me something in a piece of tinfoil. I think it's a bud. Not too sure. She said that I need it. He goes, well, obviously you need it. So I went in the bathroom and looked, and it was like chocolate. It was a treat of some sort, you know. So I just was going to take it home, maybe eat it later, maybe not. I smelled it, and it smelled like weed chocolate. So it was a treat. And then this other lady came by, or no, an old guy came by. He was probably about 60. And he's like, hey, nice job tonight. He goes, I like to smoke a bowl once in a while, too. And then just walked off. It was really surreal. And then this other lady, she was probably 62, and she had an oxygen tank on her back, like a backpack. This was a total episode of something.
And
that
she offered you a hit?
No, but she had like the tubes in her nose and shit all up on her face. And she came up to me, and she acted just like... She reminded me of my grandma, and she grabbed my hands with her two hands, and she said, I just want you to know that I really enjoyed your set tonight. She goes, I laughed a lot, and it was great stuff. And I said, well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And she goes, and I also want you to know that I really appreciate the fact that you use, if you don't mind me saying so, your disability in your act. She goes, because as you can see, I'm disabled. And then she kind of just... put her hands up and her shoulders up, like, you know, and I was like, we work with what we have, right, ma'am? And she's like, exactly. And she kind of squeezed my hand. She's like, we work with what we have. She was like a total, like, Saturday Night Live character. And she goes, but anyway, just wanted you to know that I really enjoyed it and keep up the good work. I was like, okay, thank
you. You think it might have been the ghost of your grandma?
Yeah.
Did anyone else see her?
Oh, yeah. She was hanging with some other people. I think there were people. And Jared said that I totally offended a lady and I didn't even notice.
Oh, really?
He said, when you said that joke about what's not coming back, and then you said Jesus, he goes, she went, and she crossed her arms. He goes, and she sat there with her arms crossed and didn't laugh for at least 3 minutes. She goes, but then you said something funny, and she kind of chuckled, and then she, he goes, I watched her more than I watched you after I noticed that you'd offended her. And I go, well, she did keep laughing towards the end of the show. I go, you mean that lady who just graduated college and said she was a paralegal? And he goes, yep, because she was talking, and some other drunk guy ruined one of Alex's jokes kind of by guessing and blurting out the punchline halfway through his setup. He's like, why don't you shut the fuck up, dude? And he's like, all right. And then when he gets to the punchline, and it was his closer, too.
And oh, man.
He's like, all right.
And that's never fun.
And then he does the, because it's about him and his wife, and they're getting frisky in the car. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, she's like up in his face and naked with her crotch in his face. And he's like, we're going like 90 down the road. And he's like, are you sure you weren't doing 69? Because that's the punchline, because it got pulled over, and the cop goes, do you have any idea why I pulled you over? And he's like, I couldn't help but say it. He goes, doing a 69 and a 55. He's like, but thanks to this dude for blowing my joke. You guys have been a great audience. But he did like an hour. He's pretty good.
Huh.
Jared watched for about half hour, 35 minutes, and he came over to me. He's like, trying to be all sly. He's like, man, I got to get up at like 4:30. He goes, this guy's super funny and I'm laughing my ass off, but is he going to do like, how much more is he going to do? Like another 40 minutes? And I was like, he usually does an hour. He's like, an hour? He's like, God, how does he do that? He's just like playing off the crowd and it's got me cracking up. He is a good comedian, but he was selling some CDs there from his performance at Harvey's, and I bought one.
Oh, yeah? Thought what was the running price?
It was $5 to a friend, but then I saw him selling them for $10.
Oh.
And they were just burnt CDs with a sticker on them that had, like, a crease where he didn't quite get it right on the one that I got.
Yeah.
I had sticking that in my CD player in my car because it'll get stuck in there. And the
I don't like
sticker will flip back.
I'd rather just write on it with a black marker.
So it's got a picture of him, and he's all Alex Hilken or whatever. So I figured it'd be pretty cool. But it was just like recorded with one room mic, and it was echoey, and you couldn't. It was bad sound. The crowd was louder than he was at some points, and his voice was echoey. You couldn't really. You'd have to turn it up loud to where it was.
You need
annoying.
Two. You need one straight in input, and then one with the crowd.
It makes me want to do it just to do it. I want to find a venue where I have enough time to tell people, "Hey, I'm doing this." Maybe the green room would be perfect. It packs about 60 people in there. And okay. That'd be a lot. And I don't know if I could, I don't know, maybe I could get 60 people out. If I told them, you could be on a CD. And if you come, I'll sell you one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a fun show. And I got paid, and that was good. And a few friends came out, and that was fun. And yeah.
Right on.
That's all
right
I did. On. And that was my weekend.
What's Jared been doing?
He's been working. He's working back at Gibson Steel. He's a fabricator, welder. Said he loves his job. They just got cut back to eight hours, 5 days. He goes, so he's loving the 40 hours a week because he's got extra time to do stuff and hang out with his kid.
Right on.
Yep, he's just been doing that. Well, that place where it was is where his girlfriend works. So I think that's one of the reasons they came. But don't know. They might have came or not. They came to like my second ever open mic, him and that girl. So they've been together almost 3 years. Time fucking flies, dude.
Yeah,
I can't fucking believe it.
That's crazy.
I can't believe it.
That's a long time for him to be.
They break up every week just about.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
She's a little.
Some relationships. She's a little bit crazy, though, but she is a female, so I don't hold it against her. She's nice to me.
Well, they've been together for 3 years, you know.
They do like to drink, too, and that doesn't always help.
Yeah. Yep.
But sometimes it does. Boy, I know it helps me and my wife when we need to get in a good fight. We just drink a bunch of whiskey.
Man, I couldn't picture that.
Me and Dana drunk on whiskey fighting?
Yeah, you guys just like passing back and forth like a fifth of Jack.
Pounding it down in like a half hour.
Yep.
We're going to get in a fight tonight.
Woohoo.
I'm ready for it.
I don't know if she is. She's not really up for it, probably.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Jack. I mean, whiskey. If I'm going to drink whiskey, I'll, you know, Jack isn't bad. I prefer a Maker's Mark.
Ooh.
Something like that, you know?
That's kind of like the PBR of whiskey, isn't it? Not that it's
Maker's
bad,
Mark?
It's kind of trendy, isn't it?
Well, it's trendy, but it's a higher quality, I think, than Jack.
It's a higher quality than Crown.
Or maybe, I don't even know if it's, yeah. Yeah, I would say Maker's Mark is like of the $35 to the $40 fifth variety.
Does it make its mark when you drink it?
It does. It's
90
smooth.
Proof, 80 proof? What is it?
It's smooth. I imagine it's probably around the same as those others. You know, it's top shelf, though. Where Jack, I think, is like middle shelf. It's like Cuervo versus Patron kind of a thing.
See, I don't know a lot about all this.
But I think, I don't even know if Maker's Mark is the same kind of like, what is Jack Daniels, like the Kentucky Mash or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I don't know.
I was talking to my dad yesterday about whiskey and making fun of it. That I saw a commercial for. Okay, so it sets it up and it shows the warehouse of Jack Daniels. Mm-hmm. And they've got all the barrels stacked in there. And there's, everyone loves Jack Daniels. But in the barrels that it's stored in, they sweat.
Oh, yeah.
And the drips come off.
That's called the devil's kit or whatever.
So they get enough drips off those barrels to fill up bottles and bottles and bottles and bottles and bottles and bottles?
I don't know how the process is. I would imagine they just, like, sweat those things out, though, right? Like,
yeah, the whiskey
when they're
comes
done,
to, yeah.
Then they just set those barrels over something that collects all that as it drops out of there.
Ah.
But, I mean, it would be a very low bottle amount, I would think, and that's the thing.
And what's it going to be?
Just like
whiskey out of a... Whiskey in the jar.
Well, it's got more woody flavor because it's been soaked in there,
woody.
Right?
Woody.
And then they also have the single barrel because Jack Daniels typically... You have, they're just a bunch of barrels in a big vat, right?
Yeah.
And then they dump it into the bottles. But the single barrel guarantees that it just came from one barrel.
Ooh.
So it's got a more even taste, I guess, overall.
And you'll pay it
rather
a little bit
than,
more money,
you know,
for that.
Just like 1,000 different barrels dumped into a vat.
Jump, bump, dump, bump.
And then mixed, you know,
right.
You get a more processed. It's like a. It's like Nickelback.
It's or death metal
mm-hmm.
processed.
Yeah.
And it's like getting the weed all off the same plant.
So the devil's cut there would be like your deep death metal, I think, right?
Yeah.
Your real underground garage death.
Plus because it says death.
Mm-hmm. You're probably going like Napalm Death, maybe early stuff, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yep.
Hey, I don't know how many of you listeners listened on Friday and heard our little thing that we had, but that was kind of cool. I don't know if you guys want to hear more of it later this week.
Yeah, that was funny.
Celebrity tryouts for Loverboy. I think this week we might have Lemmy from Motorhead.
Ooh.
And I think James Hetfield might be coming back.
Wow.
And there was one other one, but I can't remember. Can't remember who confirmed, but celebrity tryouts, and then maybe we'll go on to a different band after, because I don't think Les Claypool worked out. I guess the guitarist from Loverboy and him didn't work.
Yeah.
They didn't like each other, so.
Well, I don't think he wanted to kick the bassist out, too.
Ah. Could you imagine Loverboy with like.
Yep. Loverboy.
The kid is hot tonight.
I'm playing.
Like
imagine Loverboy playing Pork Soda. Or what's that? That guy that had a belt who hung himself.
Richard?
Yeah.
Singing that?
Yeah.
Loverboy?
Mm-hmm.
Singing Richard hung himself.
Well, not the D.I. one.
The Slayer.
Isn't there a
version?
Primus one?
Maybe. Richard hung himself.
No, it's Bob or something.
Oh, there's a song called Bob.
Yeah, that's the one, right? When he hung himself.
Probably. I don't listen to as much Primus as most people.
I'm familiar with the D.I. Richard hung himself, too. That would be a great Loverboy song, though, too.
Because it's kind of like dig, 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 dig. It kind of sounds like the kid is hot tonight.
Yeah. That was a classic scene in Suburbia.
Ah.
D.I. was playing live on there.
Yep. Flea did a great job in that show.
Yeah, and Anthony Kiedis, he was in there too, right?
Was he?
I think so.
Probably. I don't recall.
Or they were at least both... No, I don't think Anthony Kiedis was. They were both in that one movie where they were in a van. I can't remember the name of the movie now.
They were in a van?
Yeah, they were driving around in a van and they were playing some weird guys.
Huh.
I wonder if it was that movie where Charlie Sheen took off and Henry Rollins was the cop.
Oh, I remember that movie. Dude,
the
that
Chase?
Was... Yeah, that was... I watched that because Henry was in it.
Dude, he played a great cop in it, yeah. too. He made it totally worth watching. And the whole movie was about that chick trying to have sex with him or something. Or him trying to have sex in the car while they're on a chase.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't remember if I mentioned it, but I listened to Henry Rollins be interviewed by Jeff Garlin on his podcast.
What?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Huh. Henry Rollins is a great interview.
Yeah, he'd never met him before.
Hmm.
He's like, you're one of the first people on here that I've, you know, that's not my good friend that I haven't met before that I just really have respect for and wanted to interview you. But
interesting.
Yeah, he's been having some cool people. He had Amy Poehler, Mark Maron, and different.
Always Poehler.
He stuck his pole right in her.
Is she still with Will?
I think so, but I don't know for sure.
A funny couple. They should do something together.
I like the things that they did together on, where she did a small parts on Arrested Development.
Yeah.
As his fake wife, or whatever it ended up being. But
that show, Parks and Rec, just started up their new season with an hour-long thing. So that's, you know, there's no more The Office.
Nope.
I don't think Community came back.
It's on a different channel now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what channel?
Well,
is
I think
it?
they do reruns now. It's on Syndicate. It's
on Comedy channels. Central.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if they picked it up or if NBC did. I just saw the Parks and Rec one, which I watched because I like Poehler and I like Adam Scott.
Yeah.
You know, he plays a good straight man, kind
of. He was on one of the episodes of the Marin TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on Comedy Bang Bang recently, too. He's pretty funny.
Yeah. He's in the L.A. podcast guest scene.
He likes to do that. He likes to do that stuff. All right. Well, before I don't remember. Today we got some birthdays. But it's no famous people.
Birthday!
Just friends today.
Birthday!
Friends that probably don't listen. But I'm going to post it on their page so that maybe they'll listen. Wife of Boots, Nicole Houghton.
Songs.
They recently had a baby. So
congratulations
to the Bootses.
Mm-hmm.
And happy birthday to Mrs. Boots.
Wow, nice.
Nicole Houghton.
And they will have close birthdays.
Yeah, because he just had one, right?
Oh, no, I meant...
the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, fairly close. It's been a few months.
Wow.
We didn't mention it, though.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, and also today, used to be Eugene comedian, but now he lives up in Portland, Randy Mendez, who I've done a fair amount of shows with. Doubt if he's listening, but whatever. And also lead singer from who I've heard are back, Crimson Guardian. Huh? I saw a Facebook post that said, we're back.
Hmm.
I don't know if they are, but happy birthday to David Jones.
Happy birthday.
And a local Eugene open micer that I met a couple times and has been coming to a few of my shows and is a real nice guy, Vinsanity. I don't even know.
Ah, Vinsanity. We talked about him a few times.
Yeah, we did. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he's a postal worker. He's kind of disgruntled, and so he, instead of paying for therapy, which is what he says, when he does his thing, that's what he does. He does open mic, and he just kind of rants about stuff.
So Vin is his name, right? And then
Vince.
His last, Vince?
Yeah.
Anity?
Yeah.
Anity. Mr. Yeah. Anity?
Mr. Anity and Combs. 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 Anity. Anity and Combs. No, Vince Anity. I think his last name is Fienel, but I don't know how to pronounce it. It's
Vince
like,
Fienel.
It's like F-I-E-N... L, it's weird. It's like it should.
Anity.
There's it's missing a it's missing a vowel in there somewhere, and the two that are in there are fucked up. Vince Fienel. How do you say NL?
Fienel.
Fienel.
Ooh.
Fienel.
Ooh.
Anyway, happy birthday to all you peoples.
No.
Today is National Mud Pack Day.
Whoa.
So if your skin's feeling kind of clogged, put some fucking mud on it.
Yeah.
It'll clog that shit up even
just
more.
Just go, and it's been raining lately, so you might be able to find, like, you could just loosen up some soil in the backyard and bury yourself.
Granted, we probably need some of this rain, but fuck, I just said it. I'm not into that, really, but...
And you granted it.
The crop that I'd talked about of medicine is getting plastered, but so we actually had to take a few
early harvest.
A couple, yeah, we did have to take an early harvest up from some of them, but less than half.
That sounds like an album title, Early Harvest.
Yeah, with a big sad face on it, with the harvest moon in the back. Harvest moon came in September this month, but the plants don't know
this
that.
Month.
This
came
year.
In September this month?
Yeah, it came in this is September. So yes, it did come in September this month. But usually Harvest Moon is in October, but I fucking researched it because that's how I roll. Harvest Moon is the full moon that's closest to the autumnal solstice, which is the 21st of the first day, you know. The 22nd is the first full day of fall. Which is another tongue twister. It's the first full day of fall.
But how does the moon know?
It doesn't. That's why it gets jerked around sometimes. And sometimes this full moon fell 2 days before the autumnal solstice. And so then all of a sudden, harvest moon got jacked 3 weeks back. And then the plants didn't get harvested on the actual harvest moon because they weren't ready yet. Their little hairs were still mostly white. And they need to start turning red.
That's what that song was about, Jack Back, Do It Again.
Yeah. Steely Dan.
Yep.
Had a plan.
Yep. So can you just dip them in rooting hormone and then let them finish?
Like, after we pulled them up?
Yeah.
No, we cut them.
Dude,
the stalks.
Yeah, just stick that in a rooting hormone, right? And then you're making it just like a clipping. Like you're cloning it?
I guess. But we just have to go out there and shake the water off of them every once in a while so they don't start to get moldy or get too heavy and fall over. Hey, we were talking about this before the show. New Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber 2.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Which is not Dumberer and Dumberer 3 or...
Yeah.
Because what? You said that was a prequel?
I think that was a prequel.
That was a dumb one. I watched like half of it and couldn't take it because it wasn't Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels.
Nobody was pissing in a bottle.
Now, do you think that this is going
to
do well?
Well, is Jim Carrey in it?
That's what. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels both reprising their roles.
Do I think it will be funny? Is that what you asked?
No, I say, do you think it will do well?
I think it'll be do well because
it'll be do good.
Yeah, Jim Carrey hasn't done a movie in forever, and, you know, people love that classic comedy.
And plus, he was doing weird shit, you know, like 23 and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Lemony Snicket.
I went to the theaters to take my daughter or some kids or some shit to see that, and fucking was falling asleep. It was dumb. Didn't like it. Ain't going back. I also heard that the latest Rob Zombie movie, which never came to theaters around here, was kind of a letdown to some people that have seen it recently.
Which one was that?
The Lords of Salem.
Oh. Yeah.
Had the usual cast of characters. I know Sherry was in it, probably Bill Moseley as well. But who knows? I'm still going to watch it because I'm a big fan of that dude.
Dumb and Dumberer was When Harry Met Lloyd.
It should have been called When Harry Met Sally.
Eugene Levy was in it, though.
Yeah, he's funny.
3.3 out of 10 stars out of 22,000 votes.
Dude, it's terrible. I've heard that. I heard that. It wasn't very good.
Jennifer Lawrence is going to make a cameo in Dumb and Dumberer 2.
Who's Jennifer Lawrence?
She's from The Hunger Games.
I still haven't seen that.
Yeah. You haven't seen The Hunger Games?
Nope.
It's all right.
That's what I've heard. A couple of my friends read the book, said that I should read the book. And then a couple of friends said they saw the movie, that I should see the movie. And maybe
the movie's entertaining. I don't know if you need to read a book for it.
No?
No, I don't think it's not original story.
Some people that read the book said that the movie didn't do it justice, of course.
Maybe
like
not.
Does.
But it's not an original story. I mean, you could watch the movie... because you've seen similar movies to it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then you probably read books that have similar plot lines in the past. So I don't think one way or another you would need to do one before the other.
Right.
You know?
I think books, pretty much, books and even the movie about the book is kind of totally different.
Mm-hmm.
If there's ever a movie that's right to the book, I want to see it.
All right.
Actually, Stand By Me wasn't too far off because that was a short story, and it's easier to make a short story into an hour and a half movie than a fucking 1,200-page book.
And how, who does the best version of that song?
Which one? Stand By Me?
Mm-hmm.
I like John Lennon's version. I think it's
a good version. I like that one.
I think I like that better than Benny King.
Benny King?
Or what's his name? Who does it? Isn't that who does it? Yeah, Stand By Me, Benny King.
I thought it was Otis.
Nope. He's sitting by the dock of the bay.
Oh,
He might have done a version of it. But
yeah, there's a lot of people that did a version.
Benny King.
Hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm just now seeing that
picture. I do like John Lennon's version, too.
Seeing that story you said about old forehead nose over in China.
A forehead nose over in China, yeah.
You guys ever heard of forehead nose?
Dude, look up that picture because it's weird looking.
So is that going to be his nose?
That's going to be his nose.
What happened to his nose?
I don't know.
It's gone?
It was, I never saw what happened to his nose.
Well, he's still got a little nub there.
I didn't see his nub. I only saw the forehead up.
See, it shows his...
Oh. Okay, so it's a little bit small. He just wants a better nose. So.
But that's not where you should put it.
No, but well,
oh, okay, here
they
we go.
Spent like 3 months loosening up the skin under there, and then they put rib cartilage in there and then sculpted it like
okay.
You would clay, probably.
Right.
And then, once they know it, I guess it's not going to reject it, I guess. Or whatever, then they're going to do
they're
the surgery.
They're going to put it back on his nose?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool. So, yeah, breaking science news here. Doctors in China have grown a nose on a man's forehead. After a 22-year-old Chinese man lost his nose to infection, his doctors began to grow a replacement nose on his forehead. His nose was damaged from an infection resulting from a car accident, and the only way to reconstruct his nose was to surgically form a new one.
Hmm.
Wow. At first, when you look at it from a certain angle and you can't see the nostrils, which are facing up,
yeah,
it looks like those dermal implants that they...
Oh, yeah.
There's some show that my daughter...
It's basically the same thing, only it's just cartilage under there rather than a ball of molten metal.
Yeah.
They said that would
hurt. Some show on MTV called True Life, and it's just about stupid shit. But they were, like, cutting these balls out of his head because he decided he didn't want them. I mean, they were big, like, testicle size on his forehead, two
of
them.
Why would you do that?
It looked like he had horns coming out, and I don't know why he would do it, but...
I thought it'd be cool for a while, but...
It'll only leave a small scar after he has the nose removed from his forehead, so that's pretty crazy. And you already sent me a link saying that there was a bionic leg that could be controlled by your brain.
Yeah.
What the fuck's up with that?
I don't know.
I need one of those because I don't like thinking about stuff.
Dumb and Dumberer, When Harry Met Sally, Lloyd. It did not have any of the stars or involvement from the Farrelly brothers. This one does.
Nope. Yeah, so the Farrelly brothers wrote this new one then?
Yeah, and this is going to be a 20-year anniversary of the first film. Isn't that trippy?
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like it's been like I said, time flies.
Yep. And Carrie, like we said, hasn't done that much since then, has he?
No. Nope.
Other than get whacked out on that new religious thing that he's doing.
Right.
The new Scientology or New Wave.
What is it?
Whatever he's doing. I don't know. It's just a way of looking at life that he discovered, and he wants to tell people about it.
Yeah.
That's what I gathered. You know? He's living free of guilt or something and wants people to know about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've only watched a little bit just to gather that he just seems a little bit fanatical about it.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
A little fanatical. I'll go. Well, I won't go see it, but I'll wait for it to come out on video and watch it.
Daniels said the writing team have topped already, the infamous toilet scene from the original, which I don't remember what was the infamous toilet scene.
Oh, that was when Jeff Daniels had diarrhea and he was in the toilet, and then he said, "Hey," after he had already done it, "don't use that toilet because you can't flush it." And he was like, had a towel, and he was all washing it around. Yeah, I can't remember exactly what happened, but yeah, he'd already shit a whole bunch in there, and then they said, "Don't flush that, or don't shit in that toilet." It was pretty infamous, obviously, because you didn't remember it.
Well, it's been almost 20 years, probably.
You don't watch that every year?
No.
Oh, man.
I've seen bits and pieces on TV, but then I don't watch TV movies because they already got commercials and shiz.
Huh.
They're going to also have Laurie Holden and Brady Bloom from The Walking Dead. You know who Brady Bloom is?
No, not right offhand.
Neither do I, but he appeared in the original as Billy in 4C, the blind boy to whom Harry and Lloyd sold their headless bird, Petey, to.
Ah.
I don't remember that guy.
Some people were saying that, you know, Glenn from Walking Dead, the Asian kid?
Uh-huh.
They were saying that he was the grown-up version of the Asian kid from Goonies and Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Short Round?
Yeah. But it's not. Because I looked it up. He's just a stunt coordinator. Short Round is a famous stunt coordinator now.
Huh.
The guy who played Short Round. But then Alex Elkin's joke was like, "Don't be silly. We all knew that he grew up to be Philip Seymour Hoffman. Is Short Round." I just got a friend request from an old friend who used to live in Brownsville. It's from up in Juneau, Alaska. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, it's in Alaska. It's the capital.
So here's a Juneau story. A bartender at a hotel bar in Juneau said a black bear walked into the watering hole and walked up to the bar. And they said, "Sorry, we don't
serve,
we don't serve blacks here."
No.
He said, "We don't serve bears." No, actually, they just shouted at him to leave, and he left. So he was a very cooperative bear. They just said, "No, bear, get out. You can't be in here." And the bear left within a few seconds. And then they joked that the bear looked underage anyway. So he wasn't supposed to be in
there. Don't they have bear years? How many years is a bear year?
I don't know. My cat's 52.
Really?
In cat years. I don't know how old she is in bear years, though.
How many human years is 20 bear years? The answer is a bear can live to about 15 to 20. So 20 bear years is equal to one year is 4 bear years.
Whoa.
So, by the time it's 6, it's legal to
ready
drink.
Ready to drink.
Yeah.
Because
they only live 15 to 20, so, I mean, none of them make it to 21
right.
years.
Man, that sucks.
Mm-hmm. They barely know how to drive.
You ever buy cookies at Walmart?
Mm-mm. I don't go to Walmart, but I like cookies.
Maybe you should.
All right.
An Oregon man said he was shocked to discover $200 just concealed in two boxes of cookies he bought from Walmart in Salem.
Yep.
He just wanted to be identified as Phil.
Mm-hmm.
He bought a box of Snickerdoodles. And he made an unexpected discovery when he opened the box at home. When he opened it up, a $100 bill popped out.
Boing.
It just popped out like there was a spring on it.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he thought it was a trick at first, but he soon became convinced that the bill was real and went back to Walmart to examine the other boxes of cookies.
Well, did he buy them?
He examined them.
Well, he should have just bought them, just spent $20 on cookies.
The remaining three boxes were still there, so he looked at one and he looked at the other, and lo and behold, there was a second $100 bill.
Oh, that ain't cool.
Well, Phil said he took the money to the customer service desk where they had a special marker and verified that the bills were real. And they told Phil to keep the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
You know what happened?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I saw this on the news the other day.
Was planted by a generous stranger?
No, it was planted by a radio station, and they're doing it all summer long. But this guy got two.
Granted, they should have did a better job of hunting it, but that, you know, that should have went to two different guys.
Store manager said the money may have been planted by a generous stranger. He said an anonymous customer came into the store during last Christmas season and paid off layaway items for several families.
It was a mystery, and then the news had discovered some radio station came forth and claimed that they were doing it, and until there was a certain time limit on it, but they were still doing it for a while.
Huh.
But I can't remember if it was to a certain area or what, but...
I want to go.
Because, yeah, it could. We just be as a stranger. But now sales of snickerdoodles up the roof, I bet.
That's right. I want some snickerdoodles. Hans, you like snickerdoodles?
What's in our CD player?
We ought to get another fucking record player.
What's in Hans's CD player?
Get a record player, dude. Your kids will scratch the fuck out of your albums.
All right.
Flaya. Today, Hans is listening to something that, I don't know. Oh, I know it. Actually, I think I might have caught the tail end of one of these guys' set. I think they opened for Mastodon one time, but I don't have any of their CDs. They have an odd name, I think, for a band. They're called Trap Them.
Trap Them, is that one word or two words?
It's two.
Trap Them.
Yeah, what do you do with people who are trying to run from you? Trap them.
I don't know. What do you do with some snare drums?
Trap them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with mice? You kill them. He's listening to an album called Seance Prime. Maybe they're Satan worshippers.
Mm. Is that Seance Prime? Is that a new Transformer?
Yeah.
The son of Optimus?
Yep, that's correct. You are correct, sir. And as I mentioned earlier, I kind of let the cat out of the bag. I was listening to Rush 2112 on vinyl, and there's a song right after the 2112 overture that is so popular that gets played on the radio all the time, where Alex Lifeson is just like tuning his guitar for a little while on the album. I'd never noticed that before.
And it's only him doing it?
Yeah. And then he starts playing some stuff after he gets it tuned up.
Nobody's playing in the background?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
And then he starts playing and Geddy Lee starts singing.
We are the Rees.
Yeah, basically. And it's right after that. And then they go right back in like it's a five-piece opus. And they only play the first two parts on the radio. And so they like revisit the same musical themes but with different words. So I hadn't heard it for years. So it was weird, trippy. Check out 2112. That's coming up in about 100 years.
Yeah. I heard that song so many times before.
Wait, 99 years.
In 99 years, I read that. I listened to that before I knew what he was saying at the beginning of that song.
We are the priest. What do you think he said?
I don't know. I didn't know what he said. I thought he was just.
Of the temples of Sion.
Yeah, I didn't know. And then that's why I looked it up. And then I was like, ah.
We're the priests of the temples of Syrinx?
Yep.
What the fuck is Syrinx?
And he says it so emphatically, too.
We are the priests. Yep. Go Geddy. Go get him, Geddy. You ever heard of a Serengeti Lee? We talked about that last week. It's a desert where they make desserts.
I was listening to my new favorite Doom band, Nose Man.
Nose Man?
Mm-hmm. Nose Forehead Man.
Oh, what's it? What's his
I don't know, nose? Like? Nose Forehead Nose.
He knows.
Fore Nose.
Who knows? The Forehead Nose. All right, so this is the last episode of the month.
It is.
Yep. So you guys, that means we need money.
Money.
Go to Amazon. Go to tagcastpodcast.com.
Please.
And click on the Amazon link and do some Christmas shopping or buy a Halloween costume or some candy.
Or donate $1. That's all it takes.
Oh, that's the donate button. Click on the donate icon to support. We could use anything we can get.
Yeah.
We need like $40.
Yeah. Fax us your cans.
Cans? Wait,
that won't do any good, will it?
Fax us your cans, yes.
Yes.
Fax us a picture of your tits, ladies, is what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's at
least
a dollar.
Each boob shot we get, we will donate 50 cents to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that'll be less than you'll have to give
us. That's 4 bits.
4 bits for 2 tits.
Wow.
that's the going rate here at the podcast. What else do we want you to do? I don't got much coming up. I think I only got one show booked right now for October. But go to terrygile.com anyway. Go check it out. There's lots of stuff there. Stick around after the show. We're going to have plugs as usual. And
catch up on The Wire season one.
Oh, yeah. We should talk about that on Wednesday for sure. We haven't talked about that.
And tell us what you thought of the Breaking Bad finale.
Yeah, because we're not even going to talk about it till next week.
Yep. Yeah. Send us your notes on the Breaking Bad finale.
Yeah, I can't believe that it's finale over. It's got a weird name, too, that's kind of like finally.
Finale?
The name of the episode is... I don't even know.
I think it means finale.
Does it?
I think so.
In, like, meth speak?
And something. I don't know. I watched the Talking Bad last week.
You did?
Yeah.
I was going to watch it for after the final episode.
They're having the party at Pinkman's house.
They're having a party at Pinkman's house?
Well, Aaron Paul.
Oh. For the final Talking Bad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Then they're going to have Jimmy Kimmel there. Yeah. Did you hear about Jimmy Kimmel?
I don't know.
Oh.
Tell me about Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm jealous because he's now in a rap feud with Kanye West.
What?
Yeah.
What did he rap about? What did Kimmel rap about?
Well, Kimmel did a skit about an interview. And I'm going to go back a little bit. This Louis C.K., somebody he was on TV and did a little rant about his cell phone bit, you know, about how we're all disconnected from the world that he's been doing for a while, right?
Yep.
And then critics all over, there's opinion pieces all over the internet now about, like, how he's right, how he's wrong. And I've never seen a comedian's fucking words taken so fucking critical.
Oh, man.
You know, and then what was I saying?
You were talking about Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yeah. And so he did a little skit.
About rap? About a rap? Or he did a...
It was about an interview that Kanye West did with some guy in Britain. And he just kind of ripped on some of the things he said, like, rap is the new rock and I'm the new superstar or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And just, you know, little weird things. And then people picked it apart for some reason, and Kanye West blew up about it. Just started Twitter warring with Jimmy Kimmel, sending all sorts of things. Like, you ain't getting no pussy like I ever had, or something like that, or just, like, weird stuff like that on Twitter. And then, so he's in a rap war now with Kanye. But I watched the skit, and it wasn't even, like, it wasn't even that bad. It was...
Yeah, well, Kanye
is... It was two kids reading a transcript of an interview that Kanye had.
Yeah. Truth hurts sometimes, don't it, Kanye?
Yeah.
You ought to move to the Northwest, see how you like it up here.
He was throwing out Sarah Silverman's name, and he was just...
Why, because Kimmel was with her for so long?
Yeah, he was just trying to throw out insults.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't do no yo mama jokes to him.
Yo mama's so fat that she's white. Right? I just made that up.
That's a good one, dude. You should throw that one under your set.
She's white?
Yeah.
This is my best yo mama joke, and I'm going to start doing a short impersonation of James Hetfield, probably. Going to do an impersonation of
James Hetfield doing Walt Yo Mama jokes.
Yeah! This is my impersonation of Walt Jr. Anytime during the whole series of Breaking Bad when he's told something that he didn't agree with. Okay, here we go. That's bullshit.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good, wasn't it? That was fucking stupid. I was going to do a cool thing and do That's Bullshit and then start the song, and I fucked it all up. But it's Monday, so I don't even care. We'd like to thank Pizza Now, our sponsors, and you, who's going to sponsor us. I just know it.
Yeah. And we'll send us a Yo Mama joke. We'll have James Hetfield say it.
Base it off of mine. Yo Mama's so fat, she's white. What? Hey, thanks for listening, peoples. We'll see you on a hump day.
Yeah.
Smoking cigarettes till the next episode starts. If we smoke enough, we will have attacks of our hearts. What?
Plugs. Plugity plugs, plugs.
Hey, all you taggots. Welcome to the first plugs that's ever been recorded from a remote location. From the secondary studios of Tagcast Podcast. It's plug time. Don't forget, every second Friday, you got Pantsless Comedy with Mike McGowan hosting the show. Always bringing down some great headliners from Portland, Salem, and also the Eugene area. That's in Eugene at the Cornucopia, 5th and Pearl. This Friday night, October 4th, it's Brian Posehn and Derek Sheen doing stand-up comedy at the Wow Hall in Eugene with Drew and Marcus from the Donkey Show, both getting to do opening sets of stand-up there. Go online and look for tickets. It's going to be a good show. Excuse me while I clear my throat. October 11th, Diamond Head and Raven at the Hawthorne Theater, Nether Regions from Portland, will also be opening the show. The 10th through the 13th up in Portland is Fall Into Darkness Festival. Tons of good bands over 3 days. The highlight for me, which is the only one I'll be taking time to mention, is Orange Goblin. It's going to be at Mississippi Studios on the 11th. So if you want to go see Diamond Head and Raven, you'll have to miss Orange Goblin or something. October 13th, Creator and Overkill at the Hawthorne Theater. October 14th, Dave Chappelle at the McDonald Theater in Eugene. The 15th, day after day, we got shit going on. We got Guar and Whitechapel and a few other bands at the Hawthorne Theater up in Portland. You're home for metal up there, for sure. Because 2 days later, the 17th, Deicide, Broken Hope, and a slew of other death metal bands at the Hawthorne Theater also. That's the corner of Hawthorne and Cesar Chavez Boulevard, if you want to know where the Hawthorne Theater is. And look them up online to find out tickets for all those shows. October 19th, it's a Saturday, we got the Alice in Chains tribute band Sick Man, along with Bikini, that's my band, and from Portland, Slow Motion Pornography. That's going down at the Dixie Creek Saloon, probably one of the last hard rock shows to go since they changed ownership. That's in Tangent on Highway 99. It's a free show. It's 21 and over, of course. Starts at 9 o'clock. So please come and see us. It'll be great. October 26th, that's a Saturday night. Bleepin' Funny, it's a comedy with no cursing. We bleep ourselves so you don't have to. That's at Sam Bond's Garage, the corner of 4th and Blair in Eugene. It's an early show. It starts at 6:30, but it's free. You do have to be 21 to get in. It's going to be myself along with a bunch of other cool people that are funny from Eugene area. And your hostess with the mostest, Leanne Joshua, of course. I don't know who's interested in this, but thought I'd pass it along. November 5th, Rob Zombie and Korn. In Yakima, Washington. Up there in Yakima. At some place. You'll have to go online and look. I didn't even write it down. I just said Yakima. Also, at a strange place close to Seattle, in Kent, Washington, on November 11th, you got Lamb of God, Testament, and Killswitch Engage. Lamb of God does not have a new album coming out till next year, but they are on tour. So go see them. November 26th, it's Morbid Angel with our friends Tony and Tony from World of Lies, also Oregon band Seasons of Suffering. I think it's Season of Suffering. That's all at the Hawthorne Theater. November 29th, Pearl Jam at the Rose Garden. And way down the line in January of 2014, it's January 17th, 2014, DRI with World of Lies and some other bands at the Hawthorne. So that's a bunch of stuff for you to go do. So be cool and go do it. Don't just sit at home, but if you decide to do that, make sure you're listening to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. You can find it at tagcastpodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. We love you, and good night.